Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
The burden of proof, that is what has been defined very recently in a hearing regarding Alec Murdaugh and the upcoming evidentiary hearing, which will be taking place towards the end of January to decide whether or not Alec Murdaugh gets that new murder trial. The high burden of proof set by former South Carolina Supreme Court Justice Jean Toll. They must prove that the court clerk tampered with the jury and did so with prejudice against Murdaugh. Joining me to discuss, Bob Motta, defense attorney, host of the podcast Defense Diaries. We went into this hearing the other day knowing a lot of dirt on Becky Hill, but at the end of the day, you know, as wide as that road is, it really is pretty narrow. The only area that they're going to be focusing on to determine whether or not Alec does get that new trial or not. Are you surprised by anything that we saw?
Not particularly.
No.
You know, I mean, they made it almost an impossible task, you know, because the two arguments, which I think we talked about last time we spoke, was that the defense was saying, look, we don't have to show that what she did affected the jurors in terms of their final decision as far as the verdict goes, that like, we don't have to do that. Like, all we have to show is that she talked to them. She tampered with them so that she was, you know, discussing the case with the jurors. That's all we have to show. And then we get a retrial and the judge here said, no, wrong. You do have to show that. You have to, she set a very high burden. Very difficult burden. I don't know how in the world they're going to be able to prove that what Becky Hill's intent was. You know what I mean? It's like she's not going to get on the stand and say it.
You're going to go to the source, and the source, Becky Hill, is going to say, no, that wasn't my intent. But
exactly.
What does that mean?
And they limited the number of witnesses, too. You know what I mean? They shrunk the number of witnesses they can call.
If you're going to someone and you're saying, don't believe or don't get caught up in his lies or whatever she said, it was paraphrasing of the allegations. If you say that aloud, wouldn't the intent to that be, don't believe his things, what he's saying? It'd be like me saying to you, I'd like to go get a Big Mac. That sounds really good right now. You would think my intent was to go to McDonald's and get a Big Mac. Now, I may or may not go, but that it's at least expressed that that sounds like he thought it was a good idea at that time. I don't know if he went and got one, but it was the intent. It was what he was feeling at that moment. So to try and argue feelings and thoughts and then have human recall come back and say, yes, this was said this way or that way. You're right. It's a very difficult burden of proof to try and come across to. But is that their goal, though, as well? Of like, look, we're going to make this nearly impossible. So no matter what's argued, he ain't getting a new trial.
It is. I think that's exactly what it was. And, you know, but it's a hardline rule, though.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that rule is going to stick in South Carolina because it was a finding, you know. And I mean, they didn't even allow... they're not going to allow them in this evidentiary hearing to dig into her possible motives for yapping, which was, you know, the book. Like they're not letting them get into any of that stuff. All that stuff's out. So yeah, they made it a very difficult task for them to get him another trial, at least through this avenue. Now this doesn't affect his ability to be able to, he's going to have many other appellate issues. This was something different. You know, I mean, he's going to file a direct appeal.
Yeah.
And it's going to include everything that was in the trial itself if they're not successful here. So he's not done appealing by a long shot. Like people don't need to be like, but those are more challenging. Like, I think when they saw this and they had a couple of jurors come on and said, yeah, you know, she was yapping a lot. She was talking, saying this and saying that, they got real excited. You know, wow, man, they made that really easy for us, because typically the appeals are going to be very, very difficult in terms of, you know, the court finding that there was the type of error that makes it reversible. I mean, it's just a very difficult challenge in light of, you know, what you need to be able to get to convince a court to do that, because ultimately there, you know, it's a balancing act, and they're going to say, look, you know, yeah, this error may have occurred during trial, but ultimately at the end of the day, it didn't affect the jury. They put on so much evidence, you know, that you were there, and that, you know, they died when you were there, and, you know, it was guns used from your property, and, you know, like nothing that error, had it not occurred, wouldn't have changed their mind either way. You know, so that's a tough road to hoe too. So I think that they thought that this was their best hope, but I'm just telling people they're going to file. Yeah. There's going to be a direct appeal.
There's still active SLED investigations going on into Becky Hill and her son. We don't know yet if any of that is truly connected to the jury tampering, if it all kind of worked in tandem. I could very easily see the wiretapping having something to do with it, at least trying to get knowledge of who's saying what about Becky or what direction, but we don't have that. That once those investigations wrap up and that information comes to light, I would imagine that could also be, if it's not very favorable to Becky Hill and connects to Alec Murdaugh, of being ammo for another appellate issue here. Would that not?
Definitely. I mean, if they uncover something like that, you know, it certainly is going to be brought up by the defense.
Yeah.
I mean, why wouldn't they? You know, especially if it's directly related to Murdaugh. I mean, how could they not?
Yeah, he walked into that courtroom very confident the other day. I noticed, very joking, very jovial. It was kind of the
happy. He had that little stumble though.
Yeah, he had the little stumble.
Stumble.
Yep. He had the little stumble. But beyond that, it seemed almost by the end of it, he didn't have that air of confidence on his face though. Do you think they were kind of thrown for a loop? Do you think that it didn't quite go as what was expected by the defense?
Oh yeah, no, I think that Putin and Griffin were probably telling him, and he's a lawyer, he's practiced for a long time, he's different than a normal client that would be kind of sitting there half understanding what's going on, but he understood all of it and he knew that it wasn't good. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it really was a huge gut punch to this whole thing. Yeah. I mean, they made it to where it's going to be very challenging for them to prevail on it, and especially in light of the fact that, like, do you know, is it going to be the same judge who just ruled who's hearing the evidentiary hearing? Do you know? I don't know.
It's a female. Justice Jean Toll is the one who's going to be presiding over this one.
But isn't that who just made the rulings?
Yeah, it is Justice Jean Toll who's going to be presiding over this case.
So she's made her rulings.
Yeah.
And it kind of shows you where her mind's at. It's going to be tough. You're convincing a judge who's made some very constrictive moves, you know, in terms of what they can and can't do.
I mean,
What their burden is.
What do you need at this point? Do you need that juror to go up there and flat out say, yes, this comment that was made by Becky or whatever conversations we had did influence me? Is that about what will need to be proven and nothing less than that? Let's say that's the case here, which it is. I've been bringing this up. I would imagine there's probably some financial incentive for a juror to be the one that derails the Alec Murdaugh verdict. In terms of just like book deals, also there's going to be opportunities. And even if it is completely true that, yes, this is how it felt and this is why I made my decision or why I didn't make a decision this way. We're talking humans and humans are inspired or motivated by different things. So, and I have no idea who this juror is. I have no idea what would motivate them. I'm just kind of purely speculating here that it may be advantageous if you'd like to make a quick payday of saying, yes, I think that this definitely, this influenced my verdict. He probably should get a new trial on the stand and boom, you're making some money and you just made life hell for everyone who has to go through Murdaugh trial number two. But again, not saying that they would do that, just speculating on there might be some incentive there. Again, to put another crux into this whole case of people that lie.
It's not a crazy theory.
No.
At all, because how could anyone ever prove that it wasn't true? It's like whatever's in that juror's mind.
There's no legal repercussions for it. They have every right to tell their story. No, they have every right to do anything they want with it. I don't think it's that crazy.
It's definitely a possibility that exists in the world, man. You know, it wouldn't stun me. I wouldn't because exactly what you said. I mean, it's definitely a possibility because it is, book deals, running the morning circuit.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it could be a quick payday and people are greedy.
Yeah.
People do crazy things for money, man.
Yeah. I mean, look at Alec Murdaugh.
Exactly.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.